Hello everybody, welcome back to Story Guard, the home of stories. Today's story is from African mythology and it is about why spiders live on the ceiling. So without further ado, let's begin the story. Why the spider lives on the ceiling? Once upon a time, in an African jungle, there lived a lion. He was the ruler of an extremely vast jungle and he had one question that plagued him all the time. Who is the smartest, the cleverest and the wittiest in all my kingdom? Thought the lion. So he sent out messengers all over his kingdom to search for one animal who was the smartest, the wittiest and the cleverest. Of course, hearing this, Anansi had to prove himself that he was the smartest, the cleverest, and the wittiest. He went to the lion's throne, bowed towards him, and said, "My king, I am the smartest, cleverest, and wittiest person in all of your land. If I want to do anything, using my smartness, I can do it. This is really easy." The hummingbird, who was sitting atop the lion's tree, smirked while hearing this. She went down to Anansi and said, "Anansi, sometimes you are smart, sometimes you are clever, and sometimes you are quite witty. But there is one thing you cannot do. Even with using your smartness, you cannot fly like a bird or a bat." "Well, you're wrong," said Anansi. "If I wanna fly, I will fly." "All right, Anansi," said the lion. "In 2 to 3 days' time, you will have to come in front of all of us and fly. Is that clear?"
"Yes, your majesty," said Anansi.
So, right after this meeting, he went towards every bird and asked them to give him some feathers. "Brother Hawk, can you give me some feathers? Brother Pigeon, can you give me some feathers? Sister Hummingbird, can you give me some feathers?" Over and over and over, he got so many feathers that they were enough to cover him fully. Then he took some rubber glue and stuck it all the feathers all over his body. Soon, the day for him to fly arrived. Everybody gathered around because they thought that a spider had no chance of flying. So, Anansi walked up to the center, lifted up his legs, and lo and behold, he was flying. He flew up and up and up and up, and nobody could believe it.
"How is he flying?" said the bear.
"I don't know," said the mongoose.
Up and up and up he went, until he met Brother Eagle.
"Anansi, what are you doing here? How are you so up?"
said the eagle.
"I'm just flying. I want to prove everyone that I'm the smartest, wittiest and cleverest in all the kingdom."
The eagle said,
"Oh, you may be good at flying, but there's no way you're better than me."
"Oh yeah,"
said Anansi, being a very headstrong person.
"Of course I can fly higher than you. Come on, let's go."
So they flew up and up and up. They were so high that they could hardly see the animals that were gathered down below. At last, they flew so high that they reached the sun. The sun had so much heat in it that it melted all the rubber glue that was sticking Anansi's feathers to his body. Suddenly, all the feathers came off and Anansi plummeted down. It was a long fall and everybody was afraid that he would get hurt. The eagle, seeing Anansi, shouted at him while he was falling,
"You can't fly higher than me!"
Down and down he fell, until he fell onto a rooftop of a house. Happy that he was safe, the animals jeered at Anansi.
"You can't fly, you can't fly," said the eagle. "You can't fly, you can't fly," said the bear. "You can't fly, you can't fly," said the tiger.
Now, Anansi was very ashamed of himself.
"What can I do now to show my face?" I cannot show my face again now that I've failed, thought Anansi. He crawled off the rooftop and went inside the house. The house was extremely big and it had a lot of free space.
I know, said Anansi. If I can hide myself and live on top of the ceiling, then I will be safe from the other animals and I will not have to be jeered at again.
So he climbed up to the top of the ceiling and stayed there. And this is why the spider lives on top of the ceiling, to hide itself from the other animals and not be jeered at. The end.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed the story. And if you like this story, don't forget to share my podcast. Bye-bye for now.